FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Carrie Lutz. The date is November 23rd, 2015. Significant date because we are in the middle of the open enrollment period for Obamacare. And amazingly enough, things are not going well there. Things are going slow. A lot of people aren't signing up. A lot of you out there have just said, I'd rather pay the penalty because the coverage is so deficient, substandard in these plans that basically, unless an ambulance takes you to the hospital, you're going to be left wanting. To talk about it, discuss your options, your alternatives, workable options, on the phone with me now, I've got Dr. Elena George, and you just came out with a great book called Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Rebuild a Better System. We're really thrilled to have you.
Thank you.
And we've got Dale Bellis. He runs Liberty Health Share, one of our partners. And basically, I've signed up with the coverage, Dale, that you provide. And it's been about 4 or 5 months now. I've saved thousands of dollars. And we're really thrilled to have you two on here. Welcome.
Gary, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. So, Dr. George, I'm reading your book here. And, you know, the amazing thing is I don't remember the last time I read the Hippocratic Oath. And in your book, first thing, you have both Hippocratic Oaths, the one from ancient Greece and the updated version of today. And, and you observe that things have changed since Greece.
Oh, big time. I want to be full disclosure. I took the original classic oath, not the new one that you read. So there's a huge difference. I mean, you've gone from being an advocate for the patient to becoming an agent for the government and, more importantly, corporate interests. Doctors are now, as being employees, they lost their autonomy. And patients are now, unfortunately, reaping what's been sowed.
Right. So originally, that original oath is very powerful. I mean, I always, I don't know, I had read it a long time ago, but I always thought like the first thing was do no harm. But it's way more than that.
It is. I mean, you can't perform abortions. You can't perform euthanasia. Obviously, privacy is extremely important. So anything that's said between you and your patient stays there, like as if you were a clergy person. It's sacrosanct. That is lost in this system. There's no, you shouldn't have any hope of privacy. Everything our doctor does now is, if it's an electronic medical record, if they write a prescription, is actually fair game for marketeers, for the government, for everybody.
Yeah, that's a big change. And Dale, as head of Liberty Health Share, you know, the precepts of the original Hippocratic Oath, which I encourage all of you to read, and I encourage you to get Dr. George's book, Big Medicine. Basically, the values of Liberty Health Share embrace the traditional values of medicine, don't they?
Because we have abandoned insurance with its growing costs and bureaucracy and have instead created a sharing arrangement of self-pay patients. And we've reestablished the relationship between the patient and their doctor. We don't intrude on that. We're not an insurance company. It's again giving people freedom and choice and opportunity to manage, direct, and control their own health care. And that's what is the difference. We are free citizens exercising our right to manage our care in relation to that sacrosanct relationship that Dr. George just referred to with our own physician.
Yeah, the intrusiveness I found of these insurance companies being the gatekeeper to your health, I understand cost considerations, but having a biased third party dictating how much can be spent on your health care, probably not the way to go. So, Dr. George, in your book, you mentioned that you are a member of Liberty Health Share, and presumably before that, you had conventional insurance. So you made the switch over at some point. What led you to do that?
Well, frankly, I was priced out of the regular insurance market. I'm a small business owner, solo practitioner, And I had to let go of coverage for myself and my employees because it was so expensive. We're talking $3,000 or $4,000 just for premiums. And then each of my employees had a $2,500 out of pocket. But needless to say, they never went. And I was being priced out. So I wasn't covered until I discovered Liberty Health Share. And it's been a revelation. I'm able to cover my employees. I'm able to cover myself. I can afford it. And most importantly, if people need things, they can actually go to the physician, which they couldn't do before. And we're talking anything from conventional medical care to acupuncture and alternative treatments. So it became, and I preach this to my patients now who have high deductibles, who are balking at taking, spending money for procedures or labs. I turned them on to Liberty HealthShare because it's the option that they need to know about. I mean, this is the best kept secret, I think, in healthcare. And which, thanks to you, thanks to Dale, and I do everything that I'm supposed to do to let people know that they have options. They don't have to be a victim of the Affordable Care Act, and it's actually better. I mean, Dale said something very interesting, which people need to really understand. The self-pay patient, people who control their own healthcare dollar, spend a fraction of what somebody who has insurance pays. I can send people to an insurance who have insurance for CT scans that cost 4 or 5 times more than what they're going to pay if they pay out of pocket. And that's why Liberty HealthShare works.
Yeah, that's a great point. Dale, why is medical care so expensive here in the country? You go to a hospital, they charge you $15 for a Tylenol. They charge you for everything. And drugs are just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, a guy will poke his head in your room at the hospital, say hello to you, and the next thing you know, you get a bill. I mean, is this rampant cost overcharges and abuse? I mean, why is the system's so prone to that?
One of the most significant contributing factors to the increase of healthcare costs is the third party pay system. That is, somebody else is paying the bill. So if I'm a patient and someone else is paying for it, not only do I not know the cost, I don't care what the cost is. Somebody else is paying for it. It's not my money.
Yeah.
When you change that system up from an insurance company paying for it or the government or an employer to it being my money at stake. As a self-pay patient, it's my dollars that are paying for this procedure. Now I've got skin in the game. Who better to watch out over my money than me myself? And that changes the entire mentality, and it's a total paradigm shift. And so in my observation, the most powerful consumer force for containing healthcare costs and changing that cost curve is when it's my own money at stake. And that is one of the most contributing factors to not only the rising cost of healthcare, but the difference between insurance and self-pay healthcare sharing. That's the distinction.
And that is a great point. I have to admit to you, Dale, I've been guilty of it myself. When I was paying a large health insurer $11.50 a month, I would say, well, I haven't had anything this month, no charges. You know, my neck doesn't feel that great. I think I'm going to go to the chiropractor a couple times because I want to get my money's worth. And yeah. I'm sure you've experienced that too, Dr. George, where people just come to see you when they're on insurance, especially if they have good insurance, where the visit really wasn't necessary.
Oh, absolutely. I love what I do, but I certainly don't want people to spend time in my office and take away from other patients when it's a simple issue. That if you don't even take, you have a sore throat, you don't even bother to take a Tylenol or an aspirin or a gargle, and you're here in my office without doing anything. I don't think that's a good use of healthcare resources, to tell you the truth. And I'm going to give you one more example of why it's so expensive. It's because they can, okay? It's because they get to set what's the allowed amount is, what the usual and customary are. It's arbitrary. And that's what they've done. They've made up cost, what they deem to be what the cost should be, has nothing to do with real life about what it takes to run a business or perform a procedure. They don't care about that. Their job is to collect a premium and not pay out. People need to understand that. That is how insurance companies make money. They don't love you. They don't really want to help you. And when you really need it, I find that they've become really creative in how they can deny care. That's what we deal with every day. I'm still owed money from years from taking care of patients. And I'm fed up with it personally. And I'm really moving towards leaving the insurance market as a doctor. There's nothing that's good about it. It sits between me and my patient, and it keeps me from taking care of them. And that's not what healthcare should be about. I think more doctors need to stand up and tell the truth about that.
That is a great point. My father always used to say that insurance companies were in the business of not paying claims. Little cynical and not always true. Certainly life insurers, you give them the death certificate, they pay the claim. For the most part, homeowners insurance, you have a fire, they come out, they take pictures, you might argue over the amount, but they're going to pay something. But why, Dale, is health insurance this exalted area where the insurers just can decide to pay nothing and you're barred from suing them as a participant in the plan? You have to arbitrate. And if you're a doctor who's a member of the plan, a so-called provider, which I hate that name, you're not allowed to sue them either. Why did they get the final word, Dale, on whether they pay or not?
It's because for decades we've been led to believe that there's only one way to meet healthcare costs, and that's by being held hostage to an insurance program or an insurance methodology. Liberty HealthShare is in existence to say there is an alternative way. It's when people of faith and conscience and values band together based on certain shared beliefs that says we're going to meet our own healthcare costs and we're going to decide among and between ourselves how we're going to share each other's expenses. And so there is an alternative means that people simply need to be aware of, that there's not only one way to do it, there's a second alternative means for meeting healthcare costs, and it's in community with one another, we're sharing those costs as self-pay patients.
And I like the theory, and I can say from my own experience, I've chosen it, but Dr. George, does the theory bear out? Does it really work?
I can tell you from both sides, as a patient, as a consumer, a business owner, having my patient, my office staff, be able to go get health care. And most importantly, I can tell you from a doctor, because I accept Liberty HealthShare patients, I get paid 3 times more on average of what I get paid if I take an insured patient. So as a physician in solo practice, I'm actually getting paid a fair wage for the work I'm doing. I'm getting paid pennies on the dollar from Medicaid and Medicare, 18 cents on the dollar. They pay me as a physician 150% of Medicare rate for an office visit and 170% of Medicare rate for a procedure. That's fair. That keeps my doors open. That allows me to make payroll. And most importantly, it allows other doctors to get out of this yoke of I have to become a hospital employee if I want to stay open. That's one of the things that will free medicine, allow us to once again be able to be advocates for a patient and get out of this Obamacare medical insurance fiasco. It's not working. It's not going to work. If we let this thing go the way it wants to go, it'll be a single payer by the end of this. And I think people will be, if they're unhappy now, they're going to be very unhappy with that.
Yeah, P.J. O'Rourke, I think, said it best in one of his books. He said, if you think medical care is expensive now, or health care is expensive now, just wait till it's free. And that's what we're faced with. But so the model is working. Dale's model, basically, where you have joint accountability and personal accountability, it's working, correct?
I love it. These are the patients who want to be partners with their care, want to stay healthy, want to do things that are wellness related, not just give me a pill and let me just give me something, call it in. These are not the patients that join Liberty HealthShare. They want to take responsibility for their health. They respect the process. They respect me as a physician, and it makes my job a joy. I love coming to medicine to get up, coming to work, because I know that I don't have to be a victim just like the patient is by taking medical insurance. And it'll be a happy day that I can no longer have to take any health insurance plans, and it would just be Liberty HealthShare patients.
That is about the best endorsement you can get, and I can throw my 2 cents in as well. Knock on wood, I haven't needed any major procedures yet, but I got one coming up around the corner, probably. But Dale, so the model works, at least on a smaller scale. How is it going to scale up when millions of people are doing this?
Well, it's because we share our medical expenses based upon a set of values or a set of shared beliefs. That's what makes the difference. we've reestablished that there is a underlying moral and spiritual value system about healthcare. That is, my body is a temple. I take care of it because I'm a steward, and I have a moral and spiritual responsibility to assist others who have medical expenses as well. And so that value system is what underlies the dynamic of healthcare sharing. And if it, we don't intrude on people's individual faith choices or what church you attend or your doctrinal statement, but it's really reestablishing that what the original thrust or purpose or motivator was for healthcare. Before World War II, it was neighbors coming together, helping neighbors, assisting each other in times of crisis. We've simply reactivated that original core principle behind healthcare, and it just works. And we're attracting people of like mind, as well as a commitment to care for their health as people who are health conscious, not necessarily healthy, but health motivated. And that's what makes the difference.
Yeah. And Dr. George, when you get a person from Liberty HealthShare, a patient in your office, how is their attitude different than your normal patient, normal run-of-the-mill patient?
Well, they're there because they want to partner with me. They want to stay healthy. They want to know what they need to do, frankly, to stay out of my office, which is my mentality to the P. I don't want people coming with the same problem over and over again. I'm not interested in medicating someone just to treat a symptom. I want to find the problem and I want to correct the problem. And these patients are on board with that. And if that means surgery in some instances, that's fine. But more likely than not, it's more medical management. And we think outside the box in my office. And it's not a one size fits all. It's individualized. That's what makes it powerful. And for me, if I order a test, if I send them to acupuncturist, I know that Liberty HealthShare has them covered, which makes it really easy to take care of the patient without denials and pre-certs and all the hurdles that their office jumps through daily. We don't have to deal with that. It's liberating.
Yeah, really. It is a whole new way of looking at the whole conundrum of staying healthy, which it's more important to stay healthy than it is to go trying to fix it afterwards. And that's the old model, I guess. So, Dale, just in closing, what would you like, if it's one thing you want people to understand, that you want them to comprehend about healthcare cost sharing, what would it be?
It would be, let's recognize that the care of our health is our own individual responsibility. And if we make that mental shift, it changes it all going forward. Now it's my money at stake. Now it's about me being proactive about my health future. And it's about reaching out to our healthcare professionals like Dr. George and bringing them into partnership with our healthcare future. That changes the entire landscape.
Absolutely. And Dr. George, as far as the book and the whole problem with healthcare today, what's the one thing you want people out there to understand more than anything?
I want people to understand that they actually have more power than they think they have. If you make a consumer-driven choice, not out of fear, but out of your own interest and the interest of your family, you can use Liberty HealthShare as the model, the foundation to empower yourself to do that. And you need to pick doctors like myself who are independent, who don't answer to a corporate interest, who have your interest at heart. And the book is not a political book. It's about explaining how we got to this point, who the players are, but most importantly, the solutions that you can use to help yourself. And if people go to my website, drelanachurch.com, they can buy the book there. They can read blogs that I've written about for the past 5 years, and they can take their power back.
And I think that is the most important thing about this that makes it a potential revolution in paying for your health care is that you take your power back. You're accountable to yourself and to your community because you're not just a client number or a policy number. You're part of a community. That's the most important thing. So if you want to join Liberty or find out more about it, it's joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com. And Dr. George, I want to thank you for coming on. And it's always a pleasure. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
And Dale, thank you for coming on as well. I always enjoy spending time with you both.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.